Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Captain's Run. Let's get some Origin chat underway, shall we? New South Wales, Michael Maguire's backline is anyone's guest. You got obviously Tedesco, Trbojevic, Edwards, all could play fullback. Who partners Cleary? Hines, Luai, Moses, if he's back in time. Crichton's form over the past month. Questions there. Captaincy. Now, I am hearing whispers, and guys, this is pure whispers. So please take it with a huge cup of salt and whatever you want. I'm hearing McInnes at nine.
Cam McInnes at nine.
I'm hearing Cam McInnes at nine.
Really?
Yes. Again?
Mate, he doesn't play there.
Pure speculation, but I'm just hearing Cam McInnes at nine.
Wow. That's massive.
Yeah, whether it's 14 or 9, I'm just hearing, that's what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Now, you have to remember, Cam McInnes was under Maguire at South before he went to the Dragons. The Dargans, apologies.
Yes.
So that's just pure speculation and whispers.
Wow. And if that happens, that's huge.
Oh, it's a bombshell.
I can completely understand maybe if he puts in 14, right? So, because he can cover hooker, he can play back row, plays 13, of course. As well, but the start him at nine, where he hasn't really played there,
yeah,
for a while. Mm. Like Brayley plays 80 minutes. He punches out 80 minutes every week.
Mm.
So and that's not questioning. Certainly, that's not questioning his fitness or his ability, because he's played, you know, sort of half his career there. But to then step into Origin and say, mate, look, go and be our nine for us, when you haven't spent a lot of time there in the NRL, like that's a big ask.
Yeah.
Big ask. Now, I know people will say, well, Ben Hunt does it. Mm. You know what I mean? But it's a role, maybe it might be a role that Michael Maguire, if he picks Cam McInnes there, that might be the role that he wants him to serve. Mm. If you put him on 10, 15 minutes and you say, mate, get quality ball to your forwards, and when the halves need it, you know, get the ball to Nathan Cleary and he'll do his thing, and then just make 1,000 tackles for us, yeah, which he does do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like whether he plays 14, whether he plays 13 or comes off the bench for the Sharkies, like he's a tackling machine.
Yeah.
And there's no questioning, you know, his fitness and his ability to get through huge amounts of work, but that's massive.
Yeah, I was shocked when I heard it too. Again, wow. Just Origin rumors, guys. There's no confirmation or anything like that. And
let's say he's there, Kempy. Sorry, mate. Let's say he's in that side. Who's going to be their nine though? Surely Appy.
Well, see, this would have been my, right now, if I was to select the blue spine, it would be this. It would be, if you're not going to go with Tommy at fullback, it would be Reece Robson to start nine. Mm-hmm. It would be Cleary at seven. It would be Hines at six. It would be Edwards at fullback with Appy at 14 on the bench, because I don't want Appy out there doing all the tackling and the just getting in the washing machine. I want him on there with tired forwards. Reece Robson, big body. Could play 13 at a pinch if he needs to. I think he actually did for a period in last year's series.
Yep.
And, you know, can play in the forwards, in the front row if he has to, as well as obviously at hooker. Yep. Noted defender, notably good in contact, and really good service. That would be my spine. What would be your spine at the moment?
For New South Wales?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't know. Haven't thought about it enough yet?
Oh, I actually haven't.
Okay. No.
Well, I think, I'm that way because, you know, when I was playing Origin, and even, you know, the last couple of years when I was involved with the Queensland side, like, because we're still a few weeks away, like, it's so hard to sort of write in a spine or a back line or a forward pack or whatever, because there's so much that can happen. Like, have a look at the injuries over the last couple of weeks. Mm. And that just throws all sorts of curveballs at you, and spenders in the work of everything that you've prepared for and sort of set your sights on. But you know, like I reckon they'll give Tedesco another go.
Okay.
I really do. I think they'll give Teddy another go. Even if, you know, form or, you know, consistency says Dylan Edwards should be there, I think they'll give Teddy another go. He's the captain. He's the current New South Wales captain and Australian captain. So I think they'll give him another opportunity, particularly in game one. I think his form has improved over the last fortnight. That sort of lines up with his team as well, with the Roosters. So he'll be there. I think it's a given that Nathan Cleary will be there. Yet to sort of get a clear indication of where they're thinking for six, but I think you're mad not going with Jerome Luai, to be honest. The combo with Nathan Cleary and Isaiah Yeo, I think will be there. But yeah, that nine, wow, that's.
Well, look, that's, even you Gus
Gould surprised me with that one,
mate. Look, if I'm way off the mark, I apologise. I think basically with you're looking at the New South Wales side and you're going, okay, yeah, what kind of team is he going to go for? Because we do know Michael Maguire.
Yep.
He looks at like toughness and grittiness. You know, he had Joey Manu, the best Golden Boot winner, best fullback in the world at that time, the year before at the World Cup. And he went with Chance at fullback. Yeah. He put Kieran Foran and New Brown in the 9 and 14 jersey.
Yes.
And so I know they had heaps of injuries in that 9 jersey, but, you know, he did move a guy into that position that wasn't playing there for the Kiwis.
Yeah.
So I do think, you know, and also Gus Gould has come out and said basically that it's going to be a new look, you know, side. There's going to be a lot of shocks pretty much.
Yeah, so, well, he came out and he was talking with Gal, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So he's talking to Paul Gallen. He said, you will be shocked.
Well, mate, this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing Edwards at fullback, Turbo on the wing. Turbo in the centres, Crichton on the wing, Burton as one centre and Toto the other wing, and it's going to be Cleary, Moses, and McGuinness at 9.
Cleary and Moses?
Hey, that's just...
Hasn't played a game of football in 5 weeks.
That's the whispers. They're the whispers.
Oh, chuck him in there. Chuck him in there.
Pure whispers, guys. I haven't heard it from anyone official.
So hang on a minute. These two Origin sides, they're named in like 2 weeks, aren't they?
Mm.
So, Moses, when's he due back?
I think he'll have a game or two.
He's not playing this weekend.
He'll have a game before selection, I think.
Oh, pick it. Put him in.
Put him in?
Yeah, okay. Put him in. Hasn't played a game. Hasn't not. He would have played one, possibly two, leading into what's going to be a massive game.
Mm.
Massive game.
So you go... You
throw him in.
You're thinking Luai's the front runner then at the moment?
Well, I would. That's where I'd go.
Yeah,
like, okay. It makes sense, mate. Like the first up game, that's the game where you want to try and take some sort of familiarity into that match, because that's where usually the first game's a little bit stop starty, a bit clunky. Take as many people in there as you can that understand each other's games. Mm. That's what I'd do from my point of view. Like but if they want to go with Mitch Moses, who's played one, maybe two matches in the space of 2 months, yes, please.
Do you pick him
from
in
a Queenslander's point of view?
Yes,
throw
please.
Him in.
So do you pick him in an extended squad and see how he goes in that 2 games?
Well, yeah. Well, he's in it, isn't he? Like Madge has got like an 80-man squad, hasn't he? Hasn't he? Like he has, doesn't
Every
he?
Every eligible New South Wales player, I think he has.
He's made a phone call.
They're all literally living out in the farms out in Penrith, because they're going Blue Mountain or something, aren't they?
Crazy. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but. Yeah, that's it's look. I'll tell you what. The more I think about that McGuinness thing, like that's it. It sort of it matches up what Queensland does with Hunt and Harry Grant, right? Now I know you know Billy changed it up a little bit for Game 3 last year, where he started Harry Grant and put Ben Hunt on the bench, and you know things sort of just New South Wales played a much better game, and it didn't end up you know the way that Queensland wanted with the 3-0 sweep, but. Yeah, like it's and you know going back to what you know you heard from Phil Gould talking about maybe there's going to be some shocks. You'll be shocked, he said, with the lineup for game one. What I did hear him say also was that they're going to make their selections based on like guys that don't mind playing tough footy.
Yeah,
they don't mind getting down and dirty and working hard, and you know like they love defending, they love making tackles, they love spending periods of time, you know, sort of working hard for each other. So that fits in. Like Cam McGuinness fits right in that sort of mould.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful to New South Wales, but, you know, you look at certain players in New South Wales, and as a Queenslander, a very proud Queenslander, you go, geez, he's got a bit of that spirit in him. He's got a bit of that spirit in him. So, and I think Cam McInnes is kind of one of those guys where you'd go, mate, he rips and tears. He rips and tears. We're going to head to a break. After the break, we'll get into some Queensland smoky chat. Welcome back to the Captain's Run. All righty, Queensland. Injury to Kalyn Ponga. Most of the question seems to surround backup options for Billy at the back there. So that looks like you'd assume Reece will get that job. In saying that, you know, Billy has shown in the past that he will make big decisions, even with veterans in the jersey that have been there and done it before. I guess, is there anyone that you're looking at the moment that you think is a smoky to make the side? Obviously, Sua's form. Obviously, he's played Origin before, but, he, you know, find his form back into it. Is there room for him? Is there a front rower that maybe could sneak in? What do you reckon, Smithy?
I reckon one. Well, I don't know if you'd class this guy as a smoky, but I reckon Jermaine Hopgood. I reckon he's a big chance. Given there's some injuries in the forward pack this year, like Tino, big Tino's out already, as we know. Tommy Gilbert, both suffering ACL injuries. Jai Arrow, big question marks over him. Like, we've seen him go down a couple of times last week against the Panthers with that shoulder issue that he's carrying. Like, he injured that in round one over in Vegas. And then there's only been two games back now. He played 25 minutes a fortnight ago, and then he played. He actually played a majority of the game against the Panthers, but there was a couple of times he went down awkwardly and just he looked in a lot of pain. So whether Billy, I'm sure Billy would be across that. I'm sure he's spoken with Jai and has an understanding of where he's at the moment. Look, he's still playing, but it's a risk, right? It's a risk taking someone into a big match like State of Origin, particularly Game 1, which is going to be in Sydney, with that injury cloud, right? So I think if someone's going to come in, a new face for Queensland, it might be Jermaine Hopgood.
Okay.
Oh, he's a tough player. He's got great skills, good motor, you know, pretty good defensively as well. I think he would suit exactly what, you know, Billy would be after and the way Queensland play.
Yeah, we've got a text here, and I actually don't mind it. Obviously, Sua we've spoken about, but Francis Molo, potentially, with the injuries to the front rowers. He's actually been playing quite well this year, Molo, and he was good last year as well.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Jaden Sua. I think Frankie Molo would certainly be in the frame. He's got to be in the picture for Queensland. There's no doubt about that. And then, you know, you've got Mo Fotowaker as well. You know, he hasn't played recently, but, you know, like, he's got to be there. His name's got to be tossed up also. I think one guy, and we've just, you know, seen a couple of texts come in. Well, it's two texts, but from the same person, Dan. AJ Brimson. Well, he's on fire at the moment.
It's come in from Dan Brimson. Dan Brimson has sent AJ Brimson twice.
I think he really needs to be considered. Now, I don't know what role he would play, because you've got the Grant Hunt sort of combination where, you know, they sort of tag team with one another in that number nine role, and then, you know, Ben Hunt goes on to play that utility role in the middle of the field. But the form that AJ Brimson is in at the moment, like, it's just incredible.
Well,
like, he's running the ball with a lot of confidence. He's getting under high balls. Like, he's just, what he's doing is he's creating a lot of havoc and a lot of headaches for the opposition defensive line.
Mate, look, obviously Reece Walsh is the front runner for me, you know, by a quite a bit at the moment. But
I think he keeps it, mate.
Yeah,
no matter what.
Okay. Because I'm just like, on the weekend he was, you know, quite poor, Walsh. And I'm just
if he continues
that, I do think Brimo might put a bit of pressure on him if he continues that. But I don't think that Reece Walsh will continue that.
Yeah.
But I just think that if Walsh continues to have four or five errors a game, it may be hard for Billy to go, mate, like, I know how good you are, but like four or five errors, like, we just can't. We can't carry that in Origin footy.
Yeah, the reason why I feel as though he'll get picked is I reckon, you know, Billy would have watched that game pretty closely on the weekend.
Mm.
And I reckon there is no doubt in my mind that Billy would have made contact with Reece Walsh already.
Okay.
About that performance and said, mate, listen, this is what I seen. Talk to me about what you were thinking when, you know, you made those decisions to, you know, pass the ball or kick the ball or whatever it was. And he would have spoken to him about that and talked him through it. Mm. You know, like he's not – Billy's not a guy that's going to overstep the mark and say, hey, listen, this is the way you need to play because yeah. obviously they need to play their role within their football side. But just from a fullback's point of view, I think he just would have spoken about his mindset, you know, about the way he's thinking when he's running those plays and the decision he's making when he's passing those balls. Like he come up with, what, three or four pretty ordinary errors.
Yep. Kicking on the first, a couple of drop balls.
Yep, yep. A couple of decisions that he made, like really put his team under a lot of pressure. And a couple of those decisions he made resulted in points against them.
Mm.
So I think, you know, Billy would be keeping a close eye in particular to Reece Walsh and the way he's playing, particularly with his positioning and all that sort of stuff. So I just get a feeling that he'll want him there in that one jersey.
Yeah, okay. I just thought it was worth mentioning.
Yeah, well,
because it was such a poor game.
Well, you know what? Like, and I think you're right. Like, if he does continue with that form where he's just not playing well and he's making poor decisions, and Billy's sort of thinking, geez, like, can I afford to take a guy into Origin 1 in that type of form? Like AJ Brimson, no doubt.
Mm.
If he continues his form,
yeah, he has to do that.
He showed over the last, you know, 2 to 3 matches,
yeah.
That's the thing. If he continues that, look, there's no doubt he can go and do that because I think, you know, Billy's a fan. Yeah. I think he's a big fan of AJ and the way he plays. So he's got a couple of good options there, but I think Reece would be number one,
sure.
I reckon he might, you know, like it's hard to sort of look away from a guy like in that type of form from that AJ is showing at the moment.
Mm.
He's just that X factor that I think, you know, like when you think back to the way Billy played, he loves that
yeah.
having that X factor on the sideline.
Mm.
But yeah, like there's a few options.
Yeah, it is. I think you would keep the 9, Hunt and Grant. You've just got to lock that in my opinion. It's just worked
yep.
so well.
Yep.
I think you'd be crazy to consider changing unless you're, you know, a brilliant tactician that's seeing something that I am, which is very, it's as likely that could happen.
yep.
But I just think that's almost been Queensland's secret weapon for the last few years, if I'm being honest. Like, I think that New South Wales have really failed to replicate that 1-2 punch that Hunt and Grant have delivered, but also the coverage that those two players have delivered in the last few years of Origin.
Mm.
So, yeah, look, plenty to talk about. I cannot wait as we get closer. But